When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome into this Thursday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, gracious with his time, is just like me, but times probably a thousand. He is as busy as anyone these days. That is Mr. Tobias Bass of The Athletic, basketball scout, analyst, news editor, all of that good stuff. We're here to talk portal as we record this. It's getting hectic, and the coming weeks and months are going to be even crazier. So he's here to talk portal. We're going to talk Ole Miss. We're going to talk Chris Beard. But before we get into that, as always, I want to remind you, this show and the studio is powered by College Corner. They've got three locations, Oxford, Flowood, and Ridgeland. Can't get to any of those three, no big deal. Go check them out, collegecornerstore.com. They've got merch, everything from polos to T-shirts. They've got hoop in the sip gear if you want some basketball gear, all of that and more at College Corner or at collegecornerstore.com. The new location in Oxford, spectacular, 4,000 plus square footage. Scott and the folks over there will take care of you as they take care of us, and are the title sponsor of this here show. Tobias, good morning. I know it's been crazy, man. Just first impressions as we wait on the Sweet 16. We'll be tipping off today at some point. But just the first couple weeks, month of the portal, I mean, what are your impressions and kind of reactions?
I think it's been crazy and interesting. You know, this year, I think the kids, they were getting in earlier. So I found that very interesting. You know, some of them, as soon as they lost in their conference tournament, they got in. Whereas last year, they kind of waited. They kind of waited till the opening day. This year, they kind of were getting they were getting in. And you see some kids like Millett that went to Alabama, and then Troy D'Amico that went to DePaul. They got in, visited one school. They committed immediately because they didn't want to, you know, wait for all these other guys to get in. So I found that very interesting.
Yeah, another one, you know, speaking of Ole Miss and this podcast here being an Ole Miss-centric podcast, I know Michael Ajayi from Pepperdine, it had been reported that he was looking at the Zags, and he was looking at Ole Miss and setting up a visit, and then boom, commits to Gonzaga. I don't know if he took a visit. I mean, he's from Washington, so I'm sure he's familiar, but yeah, pretty quick. So that seems to be the theme, right, guys? You know, gauge interest, meet with coaches, you know, do the people call it speed dating, but I guess once you have a spot, you got to grab it, right?
Right, for sure. Yeah, I think too, you know, some of these guys, some of them may even have an idea where they want to go beforehand. So, you know, whenever they get in, it's only like, well, I only want to talk to these four schools. So it makes the process much smoother. Some guys, they come in with the impression, oh, I'll get in on Monday. I want to be out by Tuesday, like the following Tuesday. So they're not they don't want to do all the back and forth. So I think it's just interesting with how the handlers, the kids, they're adjusting very quickly. So I find that interesting.
Yeah. You cover everybody. You're a national guy. You work for The Athletic. So, you know, big time publication that does everything. We're more centrally focused on Ole Miss, obviously, but from you, like the 3,000 foot view of the portal, I know a lot of people have gripes and with NIL and the portal and everybody's bouncing around. And some people think, oh, it's ruining the sport. I think the opposite. I think the sport is as healthy as ever. The tournament's always going to be great, but I think the talent's spreading out more. It's giving more programs opportunities, and then you see more programs investing more in the game and investing more in their basketball program. What's your take on how everything has evolved in the last couple of years?
I like it a lot. I mean, you know, I think some of the people that don't like it might be a former coach or, you know, the older coach that, well, back in my day, that type of thing. And I was like, well, you know, back in your day, you had more power and control over the kids also. So, you know, I was talking to a college coach one day. He was like, well, you know, Tobias, back when I was here, he was at a Big East school like 8 to 10 years ago. He was like, you know, back in my day, we had no one leave. Well, I was like, yeah, sure, they couldn't leave because they had to sit out. I said, that's why they didn't transfer. I was like, that's not a flex or a compliment of not saying he's a good coach, but still, like, they couldn't leave. They had to sit out. So I said, you're not really saying anything. So I was like, I think it's good for the sport. It definitely adds more parity. You have teams that they kind of were out of it, and they can, you know, get a decent team together, and they can make a run. So I think it adds more parity to the sport. I also think that it gives coaches a shorter leash as far as job security, because you have the ability to recruit guys and get better so quickly that they're like, well, hey, man, you know, you got 2-3 seasons. You know, unfortunately, Robin Lanier, he wasn't there long. He ended up bouncing back on his feet. But I think it kind of – it makes it just their timeline is just shorter. Even you're seeing coaches now. A coach loses in the tournament, he gets a new job the next day. So he has to immediately flip the script and go back into the portal and try to get guys for his new program.
Another question I get a lot, and I have an idea. I mean, I think it's kind of obvious how it works, but you talk to coaches a lot more than I do or anyone else. But these programs that are still in the tournament right now, but are still talking to these guys that are in the portal, I know that's probably for an analyst, a GM, you know, an ops guy, but how do coaches and coaching staffs juggle prepping for the Sweet 16, but also like, hey, we got to keep an eye on the portal, and if this guy gets in, we got to talk to him. How does that happen?
I think it's tough. I think they literally have to do both. You know, that's why I think you trust some of your scouting guys, some of your ops guys, like, hey, coach, I know we're preparing for such and such, but such and such got in. So, you know, maybe it's just a quick catch. You know, you may have another assistant that's really good with those type of things. He can juggle both. But I think, you know, because you're seeing it now, kids are – they're in the port of their hands from guys that they're going to play today. So, I think it's just a big juggling job of it. And sometimes the coaches, they've heard things in the past, or in the, they've heard, oh, such and such might get in, so they're already prepared to message their kid whenever he does officially get in the portal.
Looking at some of the names on Ole Miss's board, it's helpful that you're here on the show with us because you cover everybody. So for those that aren't familiar with some of these names, I know just running through, we'll go kind of position by position. I'm not going to do the whole list, but some of these that I know Ole Miss has reached out to and shown interest in, just kind of wanted to get your take on a few of them. One in particular, Ole Miss was after heavy last year in the portal, ended up staying at Central Arkansas, sat out due to injury, but had some good numbers before the injury. Cameron Hunter, about 17 a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists in 22-23, but Atlantic Sun Freshman of the Year. I know Ole Miss has reached out. I don't know if you've seen him live or been around him much, but what are your thoughts on Hunter?
I like Hunter. He can really, really score. He kind of – three ball was okay. He shot – the last season he played, he shot 31% on five, almost 5.5 points. He really can score good size, about 6'3". He definitely fits what Beard likes to do and what he's done successfully with teams in the past. So I definitely can see the fit there. He likes to run with those multiple guards that can all kind of put it off the bounce. So I definitely would like that fit.
Another kind of a different style of guard, but someone I think is going to be coveted in the portal because of the experience. Tony Perkins from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ole Miss has reached out quickly. Over 1,100 points at Iowa in 4 seasons. But like I said, really experienced guy. Played in the Big Ten. I know that's something that stands out to coaching staffs. But what about Perkins do you like?
Like, he's tough. I think the last 2 years he's averaged, I think, over a steal and a half the last 2 seasons. Like you said, over a 1,200-point score, good size, and about 6'4". And he's tough. You know, to be a guard in the Big Ten, you have to be physical. Just a very physical league. It's almost like wrestling pretty much every game. So being like tough guys, and he's been good. His guards have been tough. He needs those type of players, especially in an SEC where that league is super physical. It's all about, you know, they play super fast. I think he wants to try to get guys, but especially guys he can trust in the half court also.
One guy in the front court that Ole Miss has prioritized quickly, hasn't gotten one on the calendar yet, but I imagine he will get a visit scheduled soon. Sam Alexis from Chattanooga, first team all defense, was a third team all conference guy, big physical, 6'9", well over 220, 230. 33 games, started 32 of them. And just over 2 blocks per game seems like the type of guy that Beard wants in the paint, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think then I think too some, and this happens with new coaches. Last year, he had a couple of guys. Not saying he didn't want them, but they were returning from the season before. So this is an opportunity for him to bring in his own guys. And thing with Alexis, I think he's only a sophomore, so he'll have a couple more seasons to play. So you can get him in your program for a couple of years, develop him, and just constantly work with him. I think that's one thing coaches are going to do as well. They're going to try to get some of those sophomore, junior guys instead of doing the grad transfer every time, because you're going to have to bring guys in that you can develop and keep them over a couple of years.
Going over to center, last one here I wanted to get your thoughts on. Curious to get your thoughts here because a guy that he didn't play hadn't played a ton, but was a highly regarded prospect out of high school, Michael Nwoko from Miami, big dude, was a McDonald's All-American game nominee. I know he played in 29 games as a freshman. The numbers weren't great, but I think a very skilled big man that Ole Miss could utilize.
I love him. I was actually talking to him yesterday. I love that kid. He can play. Big fan and prolific prep kid. He's another one. I mean, I think too, the strategy may be like, for example, in Nwoko. He didn't, I think that was like almost 3 points a game. The market for him at the moment, he had a bunch of schools reaching out, but I feel like the competition for those guys is less. So if you have Amari Williams, he's a grad transfer. Everybody in the country is going to recruit that kid. Not saying you can't land him, but the odds of you landing him over Nwoko are just different. So I feel like either Nwoko, he has 4 years to play, top 70, 80 kid. But I mean, he looks like he's built like a truck. I would definitely try to get there. I'm a big fan of this game. I think he even has some potential to be a pick and pop guy from the elbow, maybe free throw line area. So he would be a nice prospect too for them to try to get in.
All right, Tobias, I'm gonna clear the floor. I'm gonna get you the ball. We're gonna ISO, let you kind of freestyle here. Who are not even Ole Miss related, but just who are some of the names that are in the portal now that you like? Some of the bigger names or just underrated guys that you think can make that jump to the Power Five and excel.
One would be St. Thomas at Northern Colorado. He averaged 20 and 10 a game, 4 assists, all Big Sky first team. I mean, everyone's going to recruit their kid for good reason, and they should. Kobe Rogers at Wichita State, big time scorer, really, really good kid as well. I want to see where he ends up. Somewhere probably that'll play kind of fast because he can really kind of get downhill and attack. Lynn, he's at a high major, but Lynn Kidd, I think he was fourth in the country in field goal percentage. I think he shot like 67% from
Oh,
the field. Yeah,
yeah, I wrote about him
from
early. I think he was like
the
66% from the field.
yeah, for, yeah. He said he was like fourth in the conference. Like that's insane. So you know, I think I was like 12. Then what I like about him is he only played like 22 minutes a game. So you know, you kind of bump that up closer to 30. You know, he's probably averaging a double double. You know, maybe the efficiency goes down a tad, but if he's at 62%, that's great. You know, so guys like that. Maybe another one would be DJ Burns at Youngstown. He was fourth in the country in rebounding. He's about 6'9". He can guard multiple positions. Again, he's one of the best rebounders in the country. And for him to be a 4/5, he shot 1 for 3 from 3 from this year. That's not bad. That's respectable. So I want to definitely see where those guys end up.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
Ole Miss is an annual hotspot for summer fun in the sun, from days on the lake to the endless festivals and concerts in and about town. Make sure you've dressed the part with a pair of handmade quality first wear comfort boots from Tecovas. Tecovas boots come in a timeless western style that can elevate any casual look or add a refined flair. The best way to shop for boots is at a local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Or visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Stay cool in a short-sleeve moisture-wicking pearl snap. Make your own shade with one of Tecovas' classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. Tecovas has those perfect boots waiting for your summer of style. Visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in 6 great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix Toothpicks, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before we hit record, we were talking a little bit about you're a Red Raider. You graduated from Texas Tech, and you and Beard got there around the same time. I want to get your thoughts on Beard and year one at Ole Miss. Real quick, before we do that and we get your thoughts, I do want to remind everybody this show is also brought to you by USA Benefits Group and Mr. Drew Moak. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%, look no further than USA Benefits Group and Drew Moak. You can call him 601-953-8449 or check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK. You can get a free quote. He does everything from life insurance to dental, vision, Medicare. He's got it all covered. He's in Mississippi, but licensed in 7 states, has access to 35 different carriers, and he works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage. So local and accessible, and can help you regardless of whether you're in Mississippi or not. So that's Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. Call him today, 601-953-8449. All right. So year one, I know my colleague Ben Garrett and I, we kind of set the over-under at 20 and a half wins before the season started. They were right there at 20. I think Beard would be the first one to tell you, a little disappointing down the stretch. Really let some games slip out of their hands. I wouldn't say they had a ton of bad losses, but just a couple. But as someone who saw Beard at Texas Tech and how he just kind of the meteoric rise to the national championship game and the national runner-up finish and how well he coached and got teams to perform there, you know, what are your thoughts on year one at Ole Miss and what do you expect in year two?
The season was solid. I mean, they started off the year, I mean, I thought pretty neat. I mean, they think in November and December they were undefeated. I believe I don't think they lost the game until I think maybe the second game they had in January. But I think it was just a consistency, like you say. I think in January they lost three times, and in February they lost all the games to one. So it was, you know, it was that month that kind of did them in. But I think Beard's a great coach. I mean, we were blessed enough to have him. He took that program to heights that we never expected. You know, no one was trying to go to Lubbock and watch Tech play basketball at the time. So he really took that place to another, and he did it quickly. His first year, it kind of struggled, and he goes to Elite Eight National Championship. Unfortunately, he left and went to Texas. But I think he's a great coach, and I think that he can – I don't want to say fix Ole Miss, but I know that he can take that school and make them a top program in the SEC. I know that he can do that, and I think that he will.
Last thing here before I let you get out of here, what are your thoughts on Kentucky keeping John Calipari? I've been going back and forth with some people around here in Nashville who, you know, we're close to Kentucky, so they're Kentucky fans here and just SEC basketball fans in general. I thought it was the right move. I mean, the resume is as loud as any in the country. It's hard to really, you know, truly upgrade from John Calipari. What do you think about him staying? And I guess, what do you think is the, you know, the issue and how they can't get over the hump?
So I was actually talking to someone about this the other day. First, I only think there are a few people that can even coach at Kentucky. He's one of them. There's not many, because the expectations are super high, the history, all the stuff we already know.
Yeah.
I think the issue is, if you get some time, I want the listeners to go look at his recruiting classes starting in about 2017 to 2018. Some of those kids weren't very good. A lot of them left. Johnny Juzang was a Kentucky kid. He didn't play. Bryce Hopkins was there. Keon Brooks was there. Some of those kids, Lance Ware, they went to Kentucky, didn't play. They go to another school. They're some of the best kids in their league. You know, you have a couple other kids. EJ Montgomery wasn't very good. You know, Khalil Whitney leaves in the middle of the season. So I think the issue is, and don't get me wrong, he's had a ton of pros. I mean, you go look at the All-Star game, I think 30%, 20% of them were Kentucky kids. So, I think since then, he hasn't been able to get those John Walls, De'Aaron Foxes consistently, and that's because of NIL and the transfer portal. So now, at those times, Kentucky sold itself. You know, if you want to be a one-and-done pro, Kentucky is where you want to go. Now it's not like it anymore. It's playing for the future. So now I think that not necessarily him, but Kentucky staff as a whole, they have to get back to really, you know, being disciplined and scouting these kids properly and getting the right kids that fit Kentucky. And I think that's how they'll be able to fix it. But like, I'm serious. If you get some time, go look at some of those recruiting classes. You had one pro out of the six. You had one kid that stayed at an entire recruiting class. That's the issue. Yeah.
I think a lot of it too, like you mentioned with NIL and how it's not just a slam dunk. Oh, you get the Kentucky offer. You know, it's like it was in football with Alabama and Nick Saban. When Nick Saban offered you, it was pretty much over.
Right.
Calipari gives you an offer in basketball. Good chance Kentucky's going to land you. It's not like that anymore. I grew up in Memphis, so I was around that program when he was there and just how good they were. Do you think a lot of it is also with the dribble drive and how he just kind of relies on dudes to make plays and he doesn't run a ton of sets? Do you think that has something to do with it, or is it all kind of lumped in?
I think it can be that. And then too, I think he's had good shooters, maybe one, two I think that maybe more perimeter shooting may have helped him. Don't get me wrong, he has Tyler Hero. He has the kid there now, the grad transfer. He can really shoot it. But I think it's hard when you have, when you're four of your top five players are freshmen or a sophomore that didn't play that much as a freshman. It's hard. It's hard when you're playing 23, 22-year-olds. You know, they've been in that environment before, and then most freshmen, they struggle in March. When four of your five best players are freshmen, I mean, we saw the game against Oakland. Wagner didn't score. Edwards didn't play well. Reed didn't play well. Dillingham, I think he had 10, but it was super inefficient. You're going to need older guys around them to mold them and get them into that point. Because, it's cool, you know, when they're scoring 100 points a game and during the regular season, but the tournament, each possession matters. And you're playing Doki, who's, you know, he's shooting from the parking lot. It's hard. It's tough.
Yeah. I remember during that game, I was talking to a coach, and I was like, I don't think Calipari's run a set in the last 10 minutes. And
no.
He replied and was like, Calipari runs sets? Like, well.
Yeah.
But
because he's had the talent. No one can guard De'Aaron Fox and John Wall 1-on-1. You just couldn't do it. You don't have those anymore.
Yeah, a lot of people can win a lot of games when you've got Derrick Rose running the point. Yeah. I mean that helps.
Yeah.
So I guess last thing, you don't need to give away anything, but I mean, we were kind of talking before about what's to come with the portal. Sweet 16 starts Thursday, Friday, Elite Eight, Saturday, Sunday. You know, it Final Four is going to be here next week. Are there going to be some big time shockwaves coming when some of these teams drop out and some other guys start looking to get in the portal?
Absolutely. I think if you look at some of the, I won't name teams, but I mean, the 16 teams that are left, there's going to be probably a guy or two on most of those schools that are going to get in. They're going to leave their schools now. I always found it interesting. Like, a kid, he knows he's going to leave, but he's on the team, and they're winning. I always wonder, like, how does that work? Like, you get down six with 4 minutes left. Are you kind of, like, excited, or are you pissed? Is it somewhere in between both? Like, because you kind of already have 1 foot out the door anyway. So I wonder how does that, like, work mentally. But there will be some big names from first, second team, all conference guys that'll be getting in, not just from the team that are left, but some of the teams that are already lost.
All right, that's Tobias Bass of The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Tobias_Bass. He's got the Bass Bombs going every day, portal stuff, super connected guy. I'm a huge fan of The Athletic. It's one of the better deals you can get in terms of a subscription service for sports. So check him out on Twitter. Check out The Athletic. We appreciate it, man. This was a lot of fun. We'll have to do it again.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
That'll do it for the flagship. This Thursday, Sweet 16 games underway. We'll be back Friday and then next week as the Final Four gets underway. Stay locked in, OM Spirit. Look, just go ahead and open a tab and just keep that portal hub and just hit refresh, because I've been updating it constantly. There'll be more names getting in. Ole Miss casting that wide net, trying to rebuild the roster for next year. And then look, if you're not already a subscriber, it's only $1. Jump in, get in the conversation on the message board. We'd love to have you. So for Tobias over there, I'm Zach. This has been the flagship. We appreciate y'all. Till next time, we out of here.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.